Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Miller. And this is a personal service announcement. I was watching Oprah's TV's own station with Holly Robinson and Rodney Peet. And they have a show on Oprah's channel. And so they was talking about how long they had been married for, like 20 years. I think it was like 2016. And they were saying that, you know, the trials and tribulations that they've been through and that they're still together, and saying that they love their kids and their daughter, Ryan. She's almost 18. And what is twins, Ryan and I think RJ. And then she also has two other sons. And she was saying that it was scary to raise her kids in this world, knowing that, you know, in so many words, that, you know, it's a scary world. And it is, but it's not the world that is scary, it's the people in the world that is scary. And she was saying that how, you know, you tell your kids to interact with the police, what to say, what not to say, you know, and stuff like that. And they was asking, what is Black Lives Matter? And, you know, basically, what is they supposed to do with that? And so, I was sitting here thinking to myself, and I said, why is it that we're always giving children information about how to interact with the cops? But at the same time, the cops can choose to interact with your kids any way they choose to. And I'm not bashing all cops, and I'm not saying all cops are bad. But I will say this. I hear a lot of people say, oh, well, that's just a few bad apples. Well, when I see other cops speak up for the ones that are being bad, then I would say that there are a few bad apples. But I don't see that. I'm not going to say what you see. I don't see that. I see that, you know, you better be down with us or whatever, or we'll ruin you. You know, it's us against them. And that's just what I believe. And that's just what I see. Now, I'm not saying I don't understand. I know that, you know, when you get in that position and you become a cop and everything, and, you know, you feel like you have power, you know, over people, whether it's right or wrong, or either, you know, they're threatening you and you feel like, well, okay, well, I can't allow my family to be treated the way they treat it. And I'm gonna tell you another thing, it's majority of our own Black people that does it. Like, when I see how they have so many cops call for one Black person, I mean, and they surround it, and to be technically honest, it'd be our own Black cops that be the one who initiating disrespecting their own people. And see, and I see a lot of white cops that they just sit back and they look at it, because the way they look at it, you're like puppets in their hand. They're like, okay, I don't have to treat your people any type of way. I've already trained you. You know that you better do it, or we'll treat you the same. You know, so that's what I see. You know, I see when cops try, you know, especially with women's, it's like, we gotta, you know, you gotta act all tough, you know, because, you know, men's say you emotional. So, you know, you sit up here and you get all up in people's faces and stuff, and you disrespect somebody. But the same way you disrespect somebody, you don't want somebody to disrespect you or your family, but you don't care. But see, because, you know, when people looking at you, you don't want people to look at you as weak, but you have no problem trying to make everybody else weak. And I just think, you know, we got a lot of work to clean up, and we can't clean it up with making excuses for people. I don't care who you are. We cannot clean this world up as human beings when we're constantly making excuses for a majority of the human beings. And why is it that, okay, well, you know, I support the cops. Like, you can support the cops. I'm not saying that you can't support the cops. Matter of fact, I'm not even saying you can't support a human being, because at the end of the day, everybody deserves respect. You know, that's what I see. Like, I don't see a cop. I don't see a grown person. You know what I see? Like I said, I see a human being. I see a person. So everybody deserves respect. before you start adding names and stuff and all that about a person and what they is and what they bring to the table. I don't need to know what you bring to the table. I don't need to know where you work and who you is. I don't care. All I know is I'm going to respect you because you are a human being. And that's what I look at. And that's all I'm going to look at. Now, when you're doing right and everything and all that and being respectful to everybody, now I understand that we all have our days and you know, and I do believe that there are cops out there that want to do better and, you know, and then the government, they'll put the same, or the lawyers will put the same people back out on the street that you're trying to clean the street up. I understand all of that. Don't get me wrong. I understand it. Where there is a bad cop, there's two or three good cops. But the problem is that when you see the bad, one bad cop do something, you don't speak up. And then you continue to see them constantly do things over and over and over. And then you say, you mean, you got to stop that. But yet still, you're not stopping it. You're just talking. But yet still, you expect that things are supposed to get better. Nothing is going to get better by constantly talking. You got to take action. It's just like when you take action with your kids. It's just like when you take things from them, when you know when they don't do good in school, when they disrespect them, they're not following rules and stuff like that. You take things from them. And that's the same way. Things have got to be taken away from people that do not do right or follow through. But yet and still, we are so scared that we're going to be treated that same way. That's why we think that we have to continue to do people wrong. I always say, what if you woke up the next day? I always say that. What if? What would you do? If the table was turned, how would you react? So I'm here to tell you now, you better start doing right and start doing right by people. Matter of fact, start doing right by yourself. And whatever it is that's in you that you are not happy about, fix it. Because just maybe if you can fix you, you can fix a problem. But you can't fix no problem when you are the problem. You out here trying to fix everybody else and tell everybody the way you want them to be. But the same thing you trying to change, you ain't changed. The same thing you trying to correct, you haven't been corrected. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's crazy to me. Crazy. You know, you sit back and you look at things and you know they're not right. And you know that, you know, it could be better. But it's like people say, like, if I do better, then they get to have better. Why shouldn't the other person have better? You have it. Why are you the only, and why are you the only one who's entitled to have? Why are your kids are the only one to entitled to go to the best schools, the best college, to have the latest electronics and everything? Every time something come out, the next iPhone, whatever, the PlayStation 5, probably soon later be PlayStation 6 or whatever. I mean, it's sad. It really is. Basically, what it is, it shuts you off from the other part of the world where people actually struggle. And it ain't always because people are lazy. So let's get that out too. Stop telling people when they complain about something, oh, go to work. Going to work ain't going to pay all your bills. You can barely pay your bills. And then for some certain parents, they got to choose whether they pay their rent or feed their kids. And then you sit up and you say, well, get you another job. Y'all sit back. The ones who sit around and give all this information about what somebody can do, are you providing facilities that they can go to? Are you providing daycare that they can go to, knowing that their kids will not be harmed in any type of way? Are you providing a school where kids can talk about their emotion, their mental health? No. You don't provide that, because you know what you do? As soon as a child tell you how they feel, or they tell you how a parent or something, you say, well, you know, at the end of the day, that's your parent. This is what y'all say. At the end of the day, that's your parent, and your parent know best. No, I'm here to tell you, no, they don't know the best, because I'm going to tell you why they don't know the best, because nobody knew the best for them as a child. No, they don't know the best, because if they didn't get no help, they didn't go talk to nobody about what they've been through, they ain't gonna listen to you when they get a child. This is what y'all do to kids. And then if they tell you something about what the parent doing, you say, well, you know, you just have to follow rules and regulations. Why is it that you can carry me every year for tax time, but treat me like a convict all through the years? Then you want to say, you're not getting this because I put a roof over your head. Yeah, well, you lay down and had me, so that's your responsibility. I feed you. Yeah, you lay down and had me. That's your responsibility. Yeah, I buy you clothes. Yeah, you lay down and had me. That's your responsibility. Really? I don't understand that. You had them, didn't you? So why should you be responsible for them? Why is it that people try to cut it off from me feeding you and buying you clothes and a roof over your head is enough for a child? It's not enough for a child. Because I'm going to tell you one thing people lack in households. Now, they'll take you to church. That's automatic, especially in the black community. They'll take you to church. Oh, yes, they'll take you to church. And sometimes, I don't mean no harm, but sometimes there's the worst one. Sometimes it ain't the church, it's the people. Because people are the church. So, yeah, you'll do that. But at the same time, too, you're still not listening to your kids. You're still not. Because at the end of the day, you still got your scripture and you still got your belief of how you feel because you the parent. So you know better than me. You know more than me. No, you don't know more than me. You just told that you should know more than me. But you don't know more than me. And it was something I was going to say, but it went out the window. And I should have said it right then. And maybe it'll come back to me. You know. But well, I think maybe it was about like mental health. I think the one thing you that family don't do, they don't go to therapy. They don't go talk to a therapist. They don't, you know, because I think sometimes, and that's just for anybody, a kid, an adult, or whoever. Because I'm going to tell you, it's always certain people that play certain parts. Okay, one person is going to play the victim. The other one's going to be a narcissist. The other one's going to be a victim. The other one is going to, act like they don't care. But anyway, and when somebody try to tell you whether who is an adult or child, try to tell you how they feel and the things that you are doing, you know, and then you say, oh, you're so emotional. Can't nobody even talk to you. You're self-sensitive. Man, every time I say something to you, I didn't mean to call you that. I didn't mean to call you a B. I mean, stop being so sensitive. Like, my friend called his wife and his girlfriend B's all the time, and she'd be like, high five. But guess what? I'm not your wife. I'm not your friend's wife or your friend's girlfriend. I'm me, and I'm your wife, and I choose not to be called out of my name. See, that's what's wrong with us. Everybody want to put the women in the box, want to put the men in the box, want to put the children in the box, want to put the toddlers in the box, want to put the infants in the box, and want to put the felony in the box, and want to put guilty and not guilty. No, they want to put not guilty in the same box as guilty. And it's like, whatever rules and regulations follow for a woman straight through, that's what everybody want a woman to do. Well, I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to roar, and I need you to hear me. Just because I'm a woman, I'm not going to follow all those rules and regulations, what you tell me what I need to be doing, just because I am a female. And I say that for men, too. Just because you are a man don't mean you need to be following all those rules and regulations. Now, I will say this. If you laying down and you making babies and stuff and you're not protecting yourself, at the end of the day, that's your responsibility. That's your responsibility. But what I am saying there is, men, you don't have to get so much of yourself either. You don't have to feel like you got to break your body down. You don't, I want you men also to know that you don't have to work all these jobs and knowing that you got ungrateful people in your household that don't even ask you how you doing. Don't even, when they know that you about to come through that door, they don't even have your water running. Or either if they know that you like taking showers, but they have your stuff already in the bathroom for you. See, it doesn't matter who we are. It's just what we believe and how we treat people. You know, that's what I say. That men can be treated good too. Men can be pampered too. It don't matter who they are. You think water cares if a man or woman is in a tub? They don't care. The water is just there. It's the human being that takes it in, knowing that, wow, my kids really, dad, like they say, dad, when you get home, I want you just to come home, take whenever you go in the bathroom, your all your stuff is in there. I know that you use it's already automatically in there for you. I love you. I appreciate you that you work for us and that you care for us, because there are so many fathers out here that don't care for their kids. And I'm telling everybody that you can do this for your father or your mother or whoever. Show them that you love them. Show them appreciation. And I say for the same thing as parents. Show your kids appreciation without always throwing up in their face that you got a roof over their head. They got food. They got clothing. Like, sit down. Or say, like, when you eat lunch and stuff or dinner, breakfast, and have a basket and put the phone in a basket. Because, no, we're not having no social media, none of it. We're going to talk about how we feel. We're going to talk about, you know, what went on in our life that day. And if you came across something that disturbed you or, like, you know, you just don't know how to go about it, you talk about it. If we talk about sometimes most of the things that go on in our life, we wouldn't have this problem that we have to a point. I'm not going to say it's not going to be hard, but it don't have to be that hard either. So stop, people, stop walking around here like you all that, because you're not. Everybody's important. Everybody's important. And how you start with people will be how you end. And does that mean that you will be happy? Does that mean you'll be disappointed? For a prime example, if you meet somebody and they already talking under your clothes, If a man meet a woman and she worrying about where he work at, and she worrying about how much he get paid, instead of worrying about him, instead of worrying about, you know, how you feel, and what's on your mind, and what do you like to eat, you know, stuff like that, you know, because all that's going to come. But when people start asking you stuff like that, you pay very close attention. Those are red flags. Because why is this person worrying about how much money I make? Why? I'm not on sale. I'm just sitting down enjoying myself. You know, I owe myself this, that. I owe myself to sit down and have whatever I want. So I want a nice, succulent, juicy steak. I want a baked potato. I want salt, pepper, not as much, butter, sour cream. And for me, I would say guacamole, because now, you know, I didn't like guacamole at first, but now I like it. So I would say that, and I would say a salad with some fruit. I love fruit. That's just who I am, you know? And then maybe, you know, maybe some wine. I don't know. Maybe. Not much, you know? But probably a soda or something. Because that's just who I am, you know. Because it's not really what you have. It's how you feel about where you at and what you're eating. You're the goal. You're the prize. You're the present. Everything that you sit down and eat, you enhance it. So stop always thinking, oh, they're taking me to Shea Moore's Steakhouse. Which I don't even know if that's a Shea Moore or whatever. I'm just making up a name. But, you know, yeah, that's one of the most expensive places. Wow. He must really like you. Don't you know people take you to expensive places? Because sometimes they have an agenda of how much they're going to get out of you. They take you to where you feel like, oh, he has money. He must really like you. No. Not really. Maybe that's just what he's used to. Maybe he's used to going to places like that. It's funny how we assume because people take us to certain places that we're doing the big thing now. Do you feel like you're the big thing? How did you feel about yourself before you even knew that was a Shea Moore? Because when you're not eating at Shea Moore and you go eat at McDonald's and Wendy's and all that, are you going to feel low about yourself? You still not going to feel good about yourself? you still got to feel good about yourself regardless what. No matter where you eat. It's just how you represent yourself wherever you go. And I just have broke the chain with the personal service announcement. I know that you're just supposed to say something and get to the point and go, but I'm here, I'm breaking it because, yes. My personal service announcement go through many stories. And you know what, that's fine because I'm here to tell you one day I'm going to have my own platform. Yes, I am. And matter of fact, I need to start thinking of a name right now. Or either just start writing names down because whoever I get involved with, maybe I can match mine up with theirs and maybe we can collab or however, you know. But you know, you got to think that way sometimes. You can't be thinking always like, I don't know, but it would be good, you know, if he take me on. Why would it be good if he take you on? Why wouldn't it be good if you take him on? Why do we always think we got to be lifted up to feel like somebody? Sorry, apologize. Why is that? You better lift yourself up. And I apologize. Sorry, I apologize for the chair. I keep turning and I know that's very distracting and I apologize. See, I'm aware of what I'm doing. I apologize. And all I can do is do better. You know, now, as far as me sneezing and stuff, I'm not in control of that. I can try to stop it eventually, but if it's going to come, it's going to come. I'm not in control of that. Some things that we're just not in control of, but we try to, don't we? We always try to be in control. I don't want to seem like, you know, I don't want to make him think like, you know, that I'm not nobody and that I don't have respect for myself because, you know, we're black. So what? You're also a human being too. So why is it that black is on the table? Put human being on the table. Skip the black. Really? We worry about the wrong things sometimes. Just treat yourself like a human being. Like I always say, I don't care what you think of me, how you see me. As long as you treat me like a human being, yeah, we can work this out. But when you're talking about my race, no, we can't work this out. Because then, therefore, you're not seeing me for who I am. I am a human being. Yeah. So, I don't know, but like I say, I know I was talking about Holly Robinson and Rodney Peete. You know, and this is my first time watching their show. And I like it. I really do. I like it. I like how they sit at the table. I like how there is no phone. I like how they sit around. They went around everybody and talked about whatever was bothering them and, you know, and all that and what they had going on and what, you know, they would like to do and stuff like that. And I also like it that their daughter, Ryan, she had a proposition. So she wanted to go. Well, now I just found out what she's talking to her grandma, that she wanted to go, basically it's in Chicago, and it's called, now let me get this right, Lollapalooza or something like that, like where ASAP Rocky and I guess like other rappers perform. And so, you know, of course she had a paper and all that, and it was saying about the booze and, you know, the drugs and stuff and all that. And Ryan, the daughter, was telling them that she's not worried about doing drugs and all that, you know, she worried about the performance. Now I understand what the parents saying, because people out here are so dangerous and you do have to be very careful, you know. So I like the fact that they listened to her, and I like the fact that they say they took it in and they're going to think about it. And I like the fact that Holly Robinson Peete said that, okay, we're from a 10 to a 0. She said that she's a 7. And the father said, Rodney Peete said that he was a 4. And I like that because they listened to her. And that's all some majority kids want y'all to do. They just want y'all to listen to them. Stop assuming things. Stop assuming because somebody's a girl, they're okay, you know. I can't let you live because you're a girl. But if you're a boy, why is it that you would send your son out there in the wilderness? You don't think girls are just as bad as boys? You don't think girls have You don't think girls haven't been hurt too? You don't think girls will do the same things to boys? We gotta stop thinking that way. We gotta feel the same way about our boys that we feel about our girls. Cause people out in this world don't care who you are. They will make you a weak. They will make you weak. They will make you bow down. They don't care. But like I said, I like that. You know, I really do. You know, I like the fact that their grandmama, Miss Delores, she's 80 years old. She does not look 80 years old. And she got like, she said ever since she turned 70, that she started living her life. And she was like, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. And where it's going to fall, it's going to fall. And like every year of her birthday, she go get tattoos. And she have her kids to draw something. And so the one that won was Ryan, the oldest, the twin, and it was called G Money, and of course they call her grandmama, so you know, and with the sign, you know, money, so she liked that the best, so they went with her. You know, some of them feel uncomfortable, you know, and all that, but I mean, have y'all really seen what your grandmama, 70, 80 years old, go get tattoos? I've never in my life seen that, and I was just, you know, I was shocked, because you know, 60s, 70s, 80s ain't like it used to be when my grandma and people was around. Look at Angela Bassett. Look at all these beautiful women. There's so many beautiful women around here in their 60s and 50s, 60s, 70s and all that. I mean, something is in the water. Ben evidently agrees with them. But, you know, we can change. And we don't have to treat our kids the same way. I always say this. Stop treating your kids the same way you was treated. Now, if you were treated with respect and loyalty, yes, automatically. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be worried about your kids. I don't have any kids, so I can't sit here and say whatever. But what I can tell you, because people always say when you try to tell people they have kids, well, you don't even have no kids. No, I don't. But I was once a child. And to be technically honest, I'm still kind of stuck because I'm in therapist and I'm still dealing with my childhood, and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not ashamed. I'm not, because a lot of us are. The difference between me and you, I admit it. That's the difference. The difference in somebody who was diagnosed with a mental health, and the difference that somebody that says that, well, I don't have no mental issues. You haven't been diagnosed. That's the only difference in it. You know, because sometimes you don't have to be diagnosed to see your issues. People see it every day. The way you walk, talk, the way you open your mouth, the way you carry yourself, the way you act. You know, you've been diagnosed. You just don't have it on paper. But it is on paper in my brain and in my thoughts. But I know you hear that raspy in my voice. Yes. Allergies, and I hate that. I hate when my voice get like that, but you know, it's nothing that I can do. Now, maybe I could take, you know, I do take allergy pills, you know. I don't know if it's something stronger, but you know, at the end of the day, life still goes on. Life still goes on, you know. And I'm recognizing that, and I'm taking that all in. You know how we want to be so perfect and have a perfect body and stuff. And then, you know, when I go on TikTok, yes, I do talk about TikTok a lot. I go on TikTok and I see people that are burnt, you know, from their neck up down, their legs and stuff and all that. I see people who are overweight, even on YouTube and all that, and they still do it. But we don't know how they really feel about that. But they do it. And you could be a person that's not nothing on you, but only inside is messed up, because we can't see what's on the inside other than the way you act and talk. That's how we begin to see it. But you know, when your body ain't messed up, and then people say, well, why you feel that way? They feel you got a nice body. Well, just because a person has a nice body, it don't mean that people out here don't want to make them a victim or use them, abuse them. So like I say, we all suffering with something in life. Excuse me. We all suffering with things in life. It's how you go about it. You know? It's how you go about it. Just like I let everybody know. Sorry. But I got a therapist. Yes, and I'm proud. And you know one thing? I love my therapist. I love her because she doesn't treat me like a victim. She doesn't sit. I have a therapist. You know, and I'm just saying this for me. There's a difference between therapist and a psychiatrist. I don't know. Like, I have talked to a psychiatrist, but I don't know. It just seemed like to me, and this is my point of view and my opinion, I feel like majority of them sit around and want to prescribe medicine for you. But sometimes all a person needs and all they want you to do is listen to them. That is their medicine. Now, if you keep talking to them, and maybe if it is that they need medicine, but if they're talking to you and responding to you, and then maybe they say, well, I tell you what, I won't take that, but you can give me such and such, you know, because sometimes that's all people need sometimes is just for you to listen to them. But it's like, I can't listen to you, because if I listen to you, then you won't be able to hear me. Yes, I will be able to hear you more loud and clear in a nice and respectful way. You know why? Because what's in me will begin to fade away. And then I'll be sitting there calmly and not anxious and not upset and sitting here thinking like, why should I listen to you? You never listen to me. You know, I seen something on, yes, I seen something on TikTok and it was just pastor. There was two men talking and there was this other guy. I can't think of his name, but and it was a lady in the middle. And I don't know really what it was about, but I heard him say he didn't like him. And so the other guy was trying to tell him, the host was trying to tell him to come down and all that. But see, that's why we have to pay attention to people. And this is what I paid attention. And the reason I paid attention, because I am a therapist. And when he had his hand on his lap, he had his other hand pushed down. And you could see him like he was shaking. See, but because that host was up here, just come down. Just listen. Do you not know sometimes people can't come down? Do you not know sometimes people are anxious, you know, and maybe where you can calm yourself down, somebody else can't calm themselves down? So instead of always up here looking at their eyes, look at their whole body. Look at it. See what's going on. Sometimes don't call it out. But talk to them by themselves, because they may feel like you're embarrassing them. You know. So, you know, that's what I noticed, you know, because I know I'm that type of person. I remember one time I was at this job, and I think I was at the facility, and I was telling this lady, I won't mention her name, and I was telling her about her, and I was telling her that me and this other girl had got into it, and I had got to the point where I had got so angry, I couldn't be still. Like, literally, I was out of control. When I say I was out of control, it's like I was walking back and forth because I was trying to calm myself down. I couldn't calm myself down. I was anxious inside. I felt like, you know, I was going to have a panic attack or something. So, you know, and the new lady they hired, to me, she was nasty, you know, and all that. So, you know, yes, I left. Now, maybe the way I did it wasn't appropriate, but I didn't care what was appropriate. Because at that time, all I know is that it was about me. I could not be for those kids if I couldn't calm myself and control myself enough to do for those kids in that facility. So at that time, it's like this. I feel like this. If you feel like that you're about to do something to somebody or however. Now, if you know that you are there by yourself and you got all these people, I would say call the cops. Oh, I would say call somebody. You need to get here ASAP. And if those people don't come, just call the cops. Say, get here ASAP. Get here ASP. And then you got to, you know, whatever. And tell them and explain to them, this is the reason why I'm calling you. Because I can't be here. Because I feel like I'm about to snap. Some people may look like, oh, no, that's disrespectful. No, that's common sense. Because you're not only looking out for yourself, you're looking out for those kids or whoever you're over or those elderly, whatever, adults. So sometimes stop only looking at it from your point of view and look at the whole thing. Do you not know some of these parents that have lost these kids wish that whoever child or teenager that had a gun, all that, and they went to school and whatever, and they went in there and they talked to somebody and they gave the gun to them and they went in the room and they sit down with them and they told them that they feel like they about to snap and they was about to do something. But because I talked to you and you was the first person that I saw and I respected because you always asked me how I was doing, that enough that I realized that what I was doing, I knew that it was going to get me more in trouble. And you know what? It may put them in a position where they may. But at the end of the day, you don't think those parents not going to be happy to the fact that he did or she didn't do that? You don't think they're not? No. You would be gracious that he bowed down in a way that you can have your child and that you can come and get your child and you can take your child home. Do you not know majority parents would love that if they could blink their eye and their child would be back into their life? And none of the way the world is would be the way it is. It would be right where it started when the kids went to school and that would be it. And then they will come home. You don't think that? So sometimes when you're sitting around and you're running your mouth and you're talking about, well, I don't think she should have done that. You know what? Well, that's your problem, what you don't think they should have done. Because I'm sure somebody else on the other side thinking, and then they may get up in court and talk for the person. They say, no, I'm not saying that the person shouldn't make time. All I'm saying is that they put them somewhere where they can get them some help. Don't put them in prison because you're not going to help them. But I'm saying let them do their time in a facility a long, long time getting help. Because that's what people want to do. They just want to put you away and they don't want to work on you. Then when you do your time, then they want to get you out, then have you on probation and then tell you if you do this and that. For me, I would rather just do my time. I would rather do those 6 months in there than to come out in this world knowing that, especially for some people, is temptation. And when you'd have been locked up for 20 years and all that, and then you come out, it's hard for you. But you know what? They know that it's a setup. They know that they can set you back. And if you don't have strong people that's going to be there for you and help you out, you are in a lost cause. So you might as well give the paper back to them when they say, or when they suggest that idea to you. Say, look, I appreciate what you're doing for me, but you know, I am weak. I can't do that. I would rather do my 6 months and I will wait. That's what I will do. I'd rather do my time in here. Well, I'm going to end this and I hope that, you know, I don't really know about the weather. I know the sun is not out, but like I say, wherever you are, I hope that you're safe, you know, and I hope that you're happy, and I hope that you're practicing positive boundaries, and I hope that the same way you started, you doesn't end up in that same position as the same way you began. And if you have to go through that in order to end it, start something new and be something new. And always remember, you're at peace, you're not in pieces. And always remember, you're cool as a cucumber. And that means you're on a high beach. You're on a high beach and it's hot. And there's no water. But think of that cool as a cucumber. So say it's as cool as a cucumber, either will be a peel or a vegetable or a machine that says cool as a cucumber, and you can go in that machine and you can survive on the earth for the rest of that day, because everything in you inside is cool and everything in you is calm. And just know that all your emotions and what you've been through and what you're going through, it doesn't even really matter, because all you know is where you are today and you're fine. That what cool as a cucumber represent today. I hope that everyone is enjoying life. I hope that wherever you are, if you can't enjoy you, find something positive about yourself that you can enjoy. Find something positive about yourself that you tell yourself that you're going to eventually do. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. Always remember, when people tell you that you can't be something and can't do, always remember in your mind, they're talking about their self. So if they know that they're not going to do it, why would they want you? So thank you very much. Thank you for your time and effort. Please leave comments. And I congratulate Tabitha Brown on her book. I congratulate her. I saw her on Facebook. She was so happy. And if anyone that listened to this video, I ask you to share it to Tabitha Brown or send it to Tabitha Brown, because she was so happy and she was taking it in and she was just crying. You know, she was like she said, she was so full, because who would have known from her being sick? Who would have known making a decision to be a vegan? Who would have known that when 6 weeks, I don't know how long it was, she said she was going to do it. And then all of a sudden she said she was going to keep it up. But her husband, Chance, said, oh no, I got to have my chicken. Well, I'm with you, Chance. But, you know, sometimes I be thinking about being a vegan myself, because I look at her and I see how beautiful her skin is. You know, I really do. You know, and I love beautiful skin and radiant skin. I just do. You know, and I congratulate her on, you know, on the calm. I see why they would pick her. She just has that smooth, calm voice. And I speak out into existence that one day, just one day, or one moment, 1 hour, that these sponsors are going to get in touch with Sabrina. And they're going to say, I like your content. I love your content. Welcome to our business. I speak that into existence. You know why? Because I don't have no other choice. I'm tired of speaking everybody else into existence. I want to speak me. I want to love on me a little bit. I want to cherish me a little bit. You know, we're all important. So act like it. I thank you very much. Until the next time, enjoy. Love you. We'll be right back.